We've now come to Luke 17:28. Jesus just talked about the days of Noah. Prior to them, people were living lives as normal, and then judgment came by the flood. He's going to say the same thing when it comes to Sodom and Gomorrah. So Jesus says in verse 28, "It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all." So again, the idea, people were just living lives as normal, and suddenly judgment came. Now, prior to the Great Tribulation, people will be living normal. The Great Tribulation will suddenly come. Well, maybe not suddenly, because the 7-year period, from my understanding, the tribulation intensifies as the months goes on, second half being worse than the first. But anyways, the point is people will just live life as normal, and then judgment will begin. People will be attempting to live life as normal throughout the 7-year tribulation, especially with the help of the Antichrist and his economic 666 system. But at the very end of the 7 years, the climax of judgment will come. During the Great Tribulation, people will be attempting to build, plant, marry, live lives as normal. But in the end, sudden destruction will come. Now, there's a little part of this verse here concerning Sodom where some prophetic futurists tends to see a pre-tribulation rapture. When Jesus said everybody will be doing all these things, but in verse 29, rain fell down from heaven and destroyed them after Lot left. So some people say Lot leaving Sodom is prophetic of the rapture of the church prior to the judgment of the tribulation. That may or may not be what Jesus was talking about. If it is, it's not the main point of his thought here. The main point is that people will be living lives as normal, then judgment will come. Whether Lot's leaving is prophetic of a pre-tribulation rapture, I personally believe that's questionable from this verse. Verse 30 says, "It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed." Meaning, it was going to be just like this when Jesus returns to earth. People will be living lives as normal, even during the Great Tribulation, as much as possible. Verse 31, "On that day," meaning the exact day Jesus returns, because it's day singular, not day plural, "on that day no one who is on the roof of his house with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife." Again, Jesus is saying something about Lot's wife, who wanted to head back into Sodom. When the day approaches when Jesus returns, and really, if you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, those of us who are alive now, this really doesn't apply to us. This applies to the Christians who are alive during the Great Tribulation. That means those people who become Christians during those 7 years, of which there will be a great multitude of Jews because of the 144,000 Jewish evangelists of Revelation 7. They will lead many Jews to the Lord and also many Gentiles to the Lord. But the point here is that if you are alive during the Great Tribulation, I believe the book of Revelation will become pretty clear to you and you will have a good understanding of what's going on, assuming you're not one of those who are killed and martyred, executed for your faith. as you see the day approaching when Jesus comes back, don't really worry about your possessions. Don't really worry about your life because there's not much time left. Don't quit when you're so close to the end like Lot did. I should say like Lot's wife did. So verse 33, Jesus gives an admonition. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. Now, this verse is technically in the context of the days prior to the return of Jesus. Don't try to save your lives because you're just going to lose it. Just hang in and let Jesus save it for you. Be willing to lose your life. And many people in the Great Tribulation will lose their lives. There's going to be many martyrs, as you see with the fifth seal judgment of Revelation 6. Anyways, even though it's in the context of the return of Jesus, this is a principle that really does apply no matter what age in which we live. If we try to save our lives, live for ourselves, we will eventually lose the life we really want. Real life only comes when we lose our own selfishness and hand our selfishness over to the Lord Jesus Christ and live for Him. That is a daily struggle. So we can take this one particular verse out of its context and apply it to any and every day of our lives, even though the specific context isn't applying it to our daily lives. It's applying it to a future time when the saints will be anticipating the return of Jesus. Verse 34, I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left. This has always been a controversial verse. Some people think we're talking about the pre-tribulation rapture here. I don't think so, because the context is the days just before Jesus returns at the end of the Great Tribulation. So we're not talking about a pre-tribulation rapture here. We're seemingly talking about the night before Jesus returns, which you see the word night in the passage. So the point is this. People will be living lives as much as best they can during this horrific time. When the time comes, some people are going to be taken and some people are going to be left. The question is, who are the people taken? Who are the people who are left? Those who are taken, where they go to? Those who are left, where do they stay? And there's different ways to think about that. So here's my way of thinking. Those who are taken are the believers. Those who are left are the non-believers. I understand that to be true, or I think it is true, because of verse 37. This says, where, Lord, they, meaning the disciples, asked. So you have to understand what this question is that the disciples ask. We obviously don't have the full version of the question. What does the word where refer to? Where those who are taken will end up, or where those who are left will end up? I think Jesus' response tells us the answer to the question, because he says, Jesus replied, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. So those who are left to be judged in the last judgment of the tribulation, the vultures will eat. So they have to be the unbelievers. Those who are taken are the believers who meet Jesus in the air and then will return once it is all finished. In the end, the unbelievers who are eaten by the vultures will end up at the white throne judgment of Revelation chapter 20. So that's my thoughts on Luke 17 verses 20 through 38.